We heard in our gospel for today two different stories and two different personalities. One is about the synagogue official named Jairus, who was known to his neighbors because of his status in the community. The other is about an unnamed woman who was suffering from hemorrhoids for 12 years. One was confident father who spoke in behalf of his daughter and without any pretenses who he is or what he is or what his community will say to him. And the woman who was very shy. These two people had different backgrounds, but both showed deep faith, inspiring attitude, and great hope in Jesus as healer. Jairus, without shame or inhibition, fell on his knees quite openly in front of Jesus, while the woman came up behind Jesus and in secret touched Jesus' cloth. Jairus wanted to be understood and heard not only by Jesus but his community, while the woman didn't want to be detected or noticed because of shame and bias against her. Even though the style, methodology, or tactic is both different, their faith is solid, powerful, and equally strong. My sisters and brothers, this who Jesus is. We can see in Jesus his special and personal concern for each of us. Especially when we need it most. He is always ready to heal and restore our life and others. He loves, cares, and listens to each of us personally with a unique and personal touch. He will always give us healing. Just ask Him and believe in Him. Like Jairus and the woman, let us ask the Lord in this Eucharist His saving power, healing, and He may restore us and our loved ones to fullness of life, and we may give wholly of ourselves in loving service to others by being witnesses of His great love and compassion. So approach the Lord, bow down, and humble ourselves in front of Him. He will hear our petitions and answer all our needs. Claim it. I will be healed. I will be restored to new life. I will overcome my problems and difficulties. My Lord Jesus Christ is at my side always, and I will never be alone.